Hello, my friends, it's Heather. This week is all about the bluebird of happiness. And are you waiting for him to come and drop a big old pile of happiness on you? Or have you exercised your happiness muscle and know how to create your own joy? Have a listen and let me know what you think. Have a great week. I'll see you soon. Hi, my friends. Welcome. This is the Back to Me podcast, and this is Heather, and I am super excited that you're here. You are going to hear some tips and some tricks and some ideas to help you live your happiest and healthiest self. I call it Back to Me because when you are taking care of yourself, back to me, then you can take better care of others, and we can all make the world a better place. This is Wellness Your Way, and I am super happy that you're here. How are you doing? Hello, hello. It's Wednesday again. Keeps happening. I was in a networking meeting this morning, actually, quite early, 8 o'clock, which is early for me. I know some of you are early risers, but this morning someone, they were talking about they have a very small infant baby, and talking about not getting enough sleep and all the things that come with having a new baby. And someone made the comment that because their children are now adults, that the days might seem slow, but the years go quickly. And so it's Wednesday again, and the day might seem slow, but gosh, the weeks fly by, don't they? We're already coming up to the end of April, and it's just Time waits for no one, as they say. This is Heather. And this is the Back to Me podcast. And I like to come on every week and just give you something quick, like a little quick thought for you, because I know our days are busy. And just a quick thought to help you maybe think of something new or think of something in a new way, all with the intention that you will find your way, because your way to your personal best self and the way you want to live. And I was went off on a tangent, which I do, but I believe that I'm going to go there now. Everyone is an experiment of one. And what works perfectly for someone else, you can look at it and go, wow, that worked really well. I'm going to do that. That's going to make my life fabulous. Maybe that's not the right thing for you. I've done that many times over my life. And not to say that I was wrong. Maybe it was an experiment. It's like, I'll try that and see if it works. If it doesn't work, it's okay not to do it. You can stop that and go do something else. But it's finding the things in your life that's going to give you your best life, make you feel your best self, make you, wellness is a very often used word these days, but it does kind of encompass everything. And you know, for me, wellness includes, maybe you don't know, but for me, wellness has six facets. There is the physical wellness, there's the emotional, spiritual, relationships, relationships, professional, financial. There they are. I had to go and check for the files inside my brain. So all of those things are important to get on track for you to get a happy life, right? We're all just trying to live our best life, enjoy ourselves while we're here. And earlier today, I was in a different meeting than the one I was in this morning. We were talking about legacy. You know, what impact do you want to have in the world? I've said it before, it doesn't have to be epic. It doesn't have to be, talked about, carved statues for all those things, but something where you can feel like you can come to the end and say, I did some good things and I was the best I could be. And today's topic actually is about happiness. No, yes, happiness. And I posted something on Instagram a couple of days ago about sometimes we wait for the bluebird of happiness to fly down and I think in the song it's supposed to land on your shoulder, but you know, come and drop its happiness on you. And like it's like the happiness has to come from outside of us, right? Why does the happiness have to come out from outside of us? That's a question. Why do we think that happiness comes from something that is not, that we don't already have? So if you paused right now and I had you, and you can do this afterwards if you want. If you paused and went back in your mind, like just find somewhere quiet, even shut your eyes, think about it, the happiest time that you can remember and feel those feelings and maybe hear what was going on and see what was going on in your mind. Poof, you're happy, right? Didn't come from anywhere. It came from inside of you. Those feelings exist there. That sensation exists there. Your mind doesn't know the difference between whether it's, you know, 2022 or whatever year it happened. I mean, there are scenes that, and you don't want to get stuck in your past necessarily, but there's scenes that I'll replay when I'm feeling down. I'll just go replay. I'm going to go watch a repeat of that day that this happened because that day was fun and that'll lift my mood and that'll change your energy. And then, so the happiness already lives inside of us. It's just learning how to turn it on. And the second thing I wanted to think about is, what is it that makes you happy? So if I ask someone sometimes, like, what would you need to be happy right now? $1 million. Well, why would that make you happy? What's $1 million going to do for you? It just lays there. It doesn't do anything. Not saying that, you know, anything about money, but some people will say, you know, this will make me happy without connecting why it makes them happy or what, maybe it's not the thing that makes them happy. It's maybe it's something that comes from that. So if you had $1 million, why would that make you happy? Maybe it's because you could pay your bills. Well, why would that make you happy? Well, maybe it would be, you can stop, you can, you know, be debt-free and pursue a hobby. Well, why would that make you happy? So it's like drilling down, why would, and keep asking yourself, if you can't figure it out, sometimes having someone ask you the questions helps you kind of step back and take a look at it, but drill down to the why. If you think, if there's something that you in your life right now, like if I had this, I would be happy. Start asking yourself why and drill it down and drill it down and drill it down until you get to the core of what that is. And for some people, it's just like that, a relief, like a freedom feeling, like a release of something. It's usually a sensation. Sometimes it can't, sometimes it's hard to have words with it, right? But it's usually a sensation. It's usually a, I need to feel, I want to feel this. So then when you get there, and like I said, if you have trouble getting there, maybe ask someone you trust to take you through it. Maybe get a coach. Not that I'm biased or anything, but someone who can help guide you through the process. And then you drill down to that feeling. So then get into that feeling of what that feels like, of what happiness feels like for you, and remember it and store it, because then you can have it whenever you want it, right? You don't have to have that thing that you think is going to create your happiness. Once you get down through the layers of why that thing, maybe you'll get to, well, actually, I'm just trying to get here to this level, to this sensation. And then recognize that, oh, I can have that sensation whenever I want. I don't actually need $1 million to feel that. I'm not saying that it wouldn't be great to win $1 million, by the way. If someone was going to, you know, bequest me $1 million, I'm totally open to that. But what I'm trying to say is I can be happy without it. I can find that sensation of happiness without having to have the thing, without having to have the external validation, the external thing that I think is going to bring it to me, because it's already there. And then another, so that's the third thing that I wanted to think of is getting clear clarity on your version of happy helps you recognize it and where you can access it, right? So when you go down through those layers and you find that clarity, you find that access point, you open that door, it all comes. Then it all comes. Because once you know how to open the door, there's nothing else that has to happen, right? There's no thing that you're waiting for. And you can be happy in now. So that's why the post that I did on Instagram was happiness was not by chance the bluebird of happiness coming and dropping its happiness all over you. It's by choice. But it's hard to choose if you don't know what it is that you're choosing. So do that little exercise of getting down to the feeling. And sometimes if you're having trouble of getting down to through the layers of why, go back to a time you were happy and find that feeling there. And maybe you can trace backwards up. Or hold on to that feeling of when you were happy and go through the layers of why this thing. And maybe you'll be able to find that, maybe they'll line up at some point. And you'll go, oh my God, there it is. Right? Dun, da, da, the lights light up and everything is fabulous. So that, my friends, is your task, should you choose to accept it for this week. Spend a moment with yourself. Drill down to figure out what is happiness for you. Because I can stand up here and say, work out more, work out less, sleep more, sleep less, drink more water, save more money, get a coach. But if you don't know what's going to make you happy, I don't know if all those things will really help you. And my goal is to actually help you at the end of the day. I just want to help as many people as I can feel fulfilled, feel whole, and live the life that will make them feel satisfied and happy at the end of the day, right? This week's celebrity chat, you're getting a 2-for-1 this Friday, is Eleonora Andretta and Brian Epstein from A&E Team Wellness. No, Teams. Oh my gosh. I know it's an A&E. I apologize in advance, Brian and Eleonora, because I seem to have lost that file somewhere in my brain. But they're two coaches who talk about communication and dynamics, right? So good. And oh my gosh, you don't want to miss next Wednesday. So next Wednesday's topic is don't be Hamlet. Yes. And you can speculate on that all week. But yes, I was watching Hamlet recently and many things come to mind. I love Shakespeare and I love new perspectives on old conversations. So my friends, I'm Heather from Prosperity Flow Coaching. You can find me on the internet all over the place, or you can just DM me if you'd like to have a chat with me. I'd love to talk with you guys. Have a beautiful week. Take good care of yourselves, okay? Take care. I will see you very soon. Have a great week. Hi, my friend. Thanks so much for listening to this entire podcast. If you found it useful and you're like me and you like helping others, please feel free to share this. Give it a like. Give it a comment. If you found something useful in it, there's a chance that someone else will find something useful as well. Also, if you have any questions at all, I can absolutely help and I would love to help. You can email me at heather@prosperityflowcoaching.com. If you want more of this awesome content, you can follow me on Instagram, Heather Stewart Coaching. You can follow me on Facebook, Prosperity Flow Coaching. And I have a personal request. I want to help as many people as I can with these podcasts. And if you could give me a review, hopefully a good one, if you could share, if you could send this out into the world, I would truly appreciate it. I hope you have an amazing day. And I hope that you find your way to wellness by getting back to me. Take care, my friend.